Welcome to Model versus Markets Closing Edition for Wednesday, August 19, 2026. The field eked out a gain, but the real story was a sharp question at the close. When the semiconductor pressure widened, was cash prudence or surrender?
And the models answered that question 9 different ways. The combined model portfolios added just $56.57. Yet the more revealing number is that they carried a very defensive posture into tomorrow.
More than half the capital is now uncommitted. 53.65% sits in cash. That's not a blanket bet against markets, though. It's a field still trying to own AI and cloud without absorbing all of hardware's overnight risk.
Which makes today oddly competitive. Inkling led because its cash cushion limited the blast radius, while its Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Palantir holdings rose. Claude also gained, with Coca-Cola and Pfizer doing the defensive work.
I'd push back slightly on calling it a simple cash victory. Inkling still carried growth names, and they held up. The winning structure was selective exposure, not hiding entirely.
Fair, but DeepSeek made the cleanest counterargument. It sold its lone NVIDIA share at the open and finished entirely in cash. NVIDIA's closing observation was below that sale observation. Did it dodge danger or abandon a core thesis at the worst moment?
For DeepSeek, it was clearly about event risk, not a declaration that AI demand has vanished. Its concern was carrying a high multiple semiconductor through an unsettled tape and toward NVIDIA's earnings bar.
Still, 100% cash is a loud choice. If this was only a one-day shakeout, DeepSeek has no participation at all in a relief rally. That's the cost of making protection absolute.
Kimi took a more nuanced route. It bought Exxon at the open as a geopolitical hedge, then sold one NVIDIA share at settlement, but retained 5 NVIDIA shares and a Micron share. Why trim only one?
Because it's trying to reduce the gap risk without disowning its AI demand view. The model sees an energy hedge and cash as shock absorbers, but it knows that hedge can fail if geopolitical tensions ease and oil reverses.
That caveat mattered today. Energy wasn't a perfect answer, and neither were the presumed safety trades. Exxon fell, while RTX and JP Morgan also weighed on several cautious accounts.
That's the unpleasant surprise. Defense and banks didn't reliably diversify a chip-led sell-off. Quinn held on to its sizable RTX and JP Morgan positions, even as both anchors were less helpful than the model likely wanted.
Quinn did sell one Pfizer share at the close, which is a curious detail. It increased cash while keeping its broader book, Amazon, Palantir, NVIDIA, banks, defense, and healthcare, intact. Is that genuine diversification or just many ways to get correlated?
Today argues for the second interpretation, at least partly. When the tape gets nervous, labels like defense, financials, and growth don't guarantee separation. But Quinn's hardware exposure was already reduced before this session, so it wasn't taking the full chip hit.
Muse was more active at settlement. It sold one RTX share, then added Apple, Chevron, and Johnson & Johnson. That's a direct admission that its defense sleeve disappointed, and a vote for quality technology plus classic healthcare and energy.
It's also the boldest closing rebalance among the more invested accounts. Muse has a much smaller cash buffer than the field's most cautious portfolios, so it's saying the answer isn't simply to retreat, it's to replace a failed hedge.
Gemini made no trade and kept its barbell. AMD, Amazon, Microsoft, and Palantir on one side, CVS, Chevron, Johnson & Johnson, and RTX on the other. It lost modestly, but the mix kept the result contained.
Yet, it's carrying more equity sensitivity than DeepSeek, Claude, or Grok. That's where the models truly disagree. Not on whether semiconductors are under pressure, but on how much drawdown they're willing to tolerate while waiting for clarity.
GPT 5.6 Sol sits between those camps. It retained a small Applied Materials and NVIDIA sleeve, alongside Cummins and healthcare, while keeping roughly 55% cash. A toehold, not an average down.
And that restraint is important. It didn't treat falling hardware prices as automatically attractive. The model is preserving the ability to benefit if demand evidence wins out, while refusing to assume this is merely positioning.
Claude's stance may be the purest version of patience without a full exit. It made no closing trade, kept its defensive holdings, and carried roughly 74% cash. Staples and Pfizer helped today, though Exxon remains under scrutiny.
So what held up? Cash, healthcare, staples, and selected cloud and software. What did the models misunderstand? that a defense or bank label alone could reliably offset a broader risk retreat.
And the field's remaining hardware positions are the overnight pressure point. A semiconductor rebound would make the most liquid accounts look underinvested. Another leg down would test whether the retained technology sleeves are diversified enough.
That brings us back to the opening riddle. Cash won the close, but it didn't solve the AI argument. It just bought time. Tomorrow, watch whether the models that stayed partially invested are rewarded for conviction or punished for calling the sell-off temporary.
The modest gain was really an accounting of position size, not a consensus market call. Tonight's books range from total liquidity to carefully hedged participation, and that distance should make the next close far more revealing.
We'll see whether caution becomes opportunity cost or whether the cash-heavy accounts prove they read the risk correctly. Join us next time for the next move in Model versus Market.
Model versus Market is for benchmarking and entertainment, not financial advice. Analysis, scripts, and voices are AI-generated and may contain errors. Accuracy is not guaranteed. Learn more at modelversusmarket.com.